Is it weird having everyone still at the facility at the hour that you're used to being here, late at night?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. It's usually really quiet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But it was quite busy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you, being stuck here like that, did that give you a chance to get anything extra done, preparation-wise?
About the same time-wise.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The same. But we always got to have that time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it didn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
Just a natural event, and you make the best of it. So.
Yeah. Last Sunday, the front four getting quite a bit of pressure, yeah. Inconsistent pressure. Coach Shanahan was saying that's as good as it's been all year.
Yeah,
would
it
you
is.
Agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Most consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Through the long process of a game.
Uh-huh. Why do you think that was what they did? Was it something in the scheme?
I think we just did a great job of preparing. Our line coaches did, and our players mm-hmm. did, and they got it on and executed, okay, and they worked really hard, fast.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Their receivers, Hushman Zada, Chag Johnson,
yes.
What kind of challenge they
very, very has. Much major. They're great players.
Mm-hmm.
They got three or four of them that are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And, I particularly think their quarterback's a tremendous talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their running back is a physical, tough man.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're really a good football team.
Seems like there's never any rest for you guys on the receivers. You get the Cardinals last week. You've had the Colts earlier this year. And these are teams that go 2 and 3 deep with high-quality guys.
They're very good, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, but that's the nature of the game. I mean, they've got those skilled guys. And
mm-hmm.
I think there are more of them in college football. Now there's more of them in our league, you know,
mm-hmm.
those big, skilled athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you see them. But these guys are really talented
mm-hmm.
and very confident in the quarterbacks. Very, very good.
With Chag Johnson being kind of the flashpoint publicly, you think Hushman Zada is a little overlooked?
I don't know. I think they're both. I think there are two or three of them. Okay. Henry's pretty good. I mean, they're pretty good talents. You know, they're talented guys. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the nature of how things work in this league, by the nature of whatever the press or that. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think every coach in this league knows how good he is. Okay,
yeah.
He's talented, big, strong, and he's competitive. So it's no secret.
Ebb playing a lot of tackle this year. What caused that decision to try and play him over there, and how do you think he's doing so far?
Well, he's doing great. He's working hard, and it's a speed factor thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to create speed in our defense and getting our best guys in different situations, you know, in
mm-hmm.
different areas. So it's just a matter of mm-hmm. adjustment through the course of time.
How different is the technique that he has to use there versus what he's using in there?
Well, he's a little closer to the ball,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it's a little quicker technique, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's I think it's different,
mm-hmm.
yet not so much different.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes quickness is a great advantage there.
And finally, I mean, they use the phrase mm-hmm. must-win game
quite
often, but this is as must-win as must-win
gets. No question. This is as must-win as it gets.
Yeah.
So you got to show up, and we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you've worked your whole thing for. So got to go. So,
you excited about a game like that?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all of us. Check our whole card. So it's time to go.